One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. What is it like having one hand? This question does not come up very often, but when it does, go wow wow. Is it a doozy? Hey, 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 here we go once again. Podcast number 103, about to hit my 2-year point. And this is just one of those funky questions that comes up every now and then that I get in relation to my one-handed life, and I thought I'd podcast about it. I was contemplating simply questions people ask me, and I've done a number of podcasts about how people ask me why I have one hand or what happened. Ask me all kinds of questions, of course, how I tie my shoes, how I ride my bike. Sometimes kids ask me how I clean my back in the shower. I love that question. Or how I cook. Once this very young child asked me how I put a coat on. I thought that one was an easier one to deal with. Sometimes people ask a little bit more deep questions about kind of the quality of one-handed life, not how do I do things. More now, it's more about certain experiences, like what's it like to get a job? What's it like to not have clothes that are designed to fit my body? You know, long sleeve shirts don't work for me. And these kind of questions are a little bit deeper, like if I ever have any trouble in relationships, that kind of stuff. And then there's some really deeper questions in relation to consideration. You know, and not just your basic stuff like how do you clip your fingernails, that kind of thing. These questions revolve more around, well, just a deeper consideration. Like, people have asked me if I'm often off balance, if having one hand throws me off balance because I'm uneven on each side. And, you know, I guess it would make sense on the outside. I don't really think about it that much because I have very good balance. And just my body type is fairly well coordinated and dexterous. And I have good balance. And part of that's I've spent so many years doing the martial arts. But I always thought that was an interesting question. How that comes up, when I contemplate why people ask that question, it has so much to do with people's deeper consideration into my one-handed life. Like, sometimes I can tell people are just really contemplating, wow, I wonder what that's, you know, I wonder if they have different balance. And it is interesting, the type of questions people ask. They tend to fall into categories. And even when people ask me how I was, what happened to my arm, it even that has certain qualities. You know, their approach, how they ask, what they ask. And I've said this before, I can learn a whole lot about you by the way you ask why I am the way I am. And I got a great podcast about this guy. It's the only person who ever asked me this about. He gave me a ride when I was riding my bicycle across the country, and we were just kicking it, and he just kind of leaned over, and I knew he was going to ask a question. I had that vibe, but I didn't expect this question to come out. Hey, man, how'd you ding your wing? What a great question. I learned a lot about that guy. Phenom. Just totally phenomenal way to ask. And then generally, the questions that people ask me tend to fall in categories. You know, I mean, some people want to know what it's like to do things in life with one hand. Some people want to know the qualities of certain experiences, like I said, being discriminated against, finding work, or being treated differently, marginalized, bullied, all of that. And some people want to know physical things. But not too often, Am I just generally asked what it's like to live life with one hand? And when I was at the Oregon Country Fair, this guy asked this question, and sometimes children will ask it because just generally it's so big for them. They're like, wow, what's that like with one hand? Just living, basically. And I think maybe I've probably only answered that question maybe 4 or 5 times in my entire life. Have I just been asked overall, generally, in a roundabout way, what's it like having one hand? Just a real general question. It's really great. I love it when that arises because it doesn't really arise that often. And whoever is asking that question is basically asking the overriding quality of my experience in every capacity, not just one little part or one little piece or one little aspect or one little element or one little experience or perspective or anything like that. Just overall, generally speaking, what's it like having one hand? And basically, I've been reflecting on this because at the Oregon Country Fair, this guy asked me that question, and it's just some random dude, and we were just hanging out. And I don't know if we were waiting for a show. I can't quite remember the context. I think we were just kind of in a general area hanging out, and we just happened to connect. We started talking. He was asking me some basic questions about one-handedness, this kind of thing. And, then I was talking to other people. We were still hanging out a little bit more. And then he just came out with this, like, and the way he said it was really amazing because he kind of said it in a I'm surprised you like the way that you are kind of question. So it just, I think he surprised himself when he was asking the question, but he just said it like, what's it like having one hand? I can't quite get the enunciation correct, but I could tell in his head he must have had a million thoughts. And he just wanted to know kind of overall roundabout kind of way. And basically I just said, it's not any different than you having two. I mean, basically I was born like this, so I don't have another reference point. Basically, this is all I know is a one-handed life. Yeah, I have two arms, I have two elbows, I got a little bit of arm after an elbow. But basically, my whole life has been one-handed. I don't really know any different. So, for me, it's just the way that it is. It's just the way that it is, And if you think, I think life sucks because I have one hand, well, you don't need one hand to think life sucks. I mean, there's a lot of people with all their parts, even got a lot of capacity and a lot of money, and they're just not that happy. So we're not necessarily talking about the quality of happiness and if you need two hands to live or anything like that. Just, what's it like having one hand? Well, it's just normal for me. It's all I know. I was born like this. Once I was watching a documentary with Whoopi Goldberg and they were talking about the Black experience. And they were making reference to a number of things and Whoopi... Whoopi Goldberg, I love Whoopi. She was great. She said, well, it's not anything that I necessarily think about it because I was born like this. It's like being born a man or a woman. It's just what you are. It's just what you know. And she's like, of course, I can see a different experience, but what's it like being Black? I don't know. I was born like this. It's just fine. I was born without two hands. It's all I know. And I can only imagine what it's like having two. As some things would be a little easier, buying clothes or, playing a saxophone or, riding my bicycle would probably be a little bit easier. But I don't really think of it like that. I just think this is the way that I am. I came out of the box this way. It's the way the stork delivered me. Well, however it is you want to talk about it. And this, I just came into existence like this. And because of that, this is the existence that I have. So I just work with it. It's so funny. For me, it's totally normal because it's all that I've ever known. I mean, sometimes I look down at the ends of my body and they're asymmetrical, they're uneven. I have one arm that has a hand and one that doesn't. And I think, you know, this is all I know. I don't experience anything different. Unlike my good friend Raj, I put a link in for his podcast number 77. He lost his hand in a car accident, pretty bad car accident. But he's a great chap, and we got a great friendship. And we've chatted just ever so slightly about the differences. Like, I have no idea what it's like having two hands. None. And in a real way, that's why I really have no interest in it. I like the way that I am. I'm not interested in any bionic anything. Maybe if it was like Luke Skywalker, possibly, but they're not quite at that capacity. But I like the way that I am. You know, so, and I don't have a two-handed experience. I don't know what that's like. So yeah, I was having a good time talking with this guy at the Oregon Country Fair because basically I said, you know, I don't know any different. I was born like this, just like you were born like that. Yeah, it might have been, you know, one year I wore this shirt at the Oregon Country Fair that said I was born like this, and man, that was a hit. This guy came up to me and shook my hand. He was great. He shook my hand. He's like, you know what, man? I saw you from behind stretching, and I was kind of wondering why you didn't have two hands. Maybe you got into an accident, and then you turned around, and there was that shirt, and it just made everything made sense. Like, it just real clear. So thanks for wearing that shirt. I might have been wearing that shirt, which just opens up the door in a different kind of way to how people approach me. I can't remember if I was wearing that shirt or not. But I just spelled it out to this guy real simple. You know, he asked that question. He gave me a real general roundabout question. Just in a roundabout kind of way question. That's what I wanted to say. What's it like having one hand? Well, it's just like having two if you were born like that. I don't know any different. You know, it's interesting because for me, it's totally normal. Of course, I can look out in the world and see most people have two hands. So yeah, of course, I'm not the norm. But in my perspective, in my experience, in my view, in my single present moment thinking universe, my thinking creates the perception of my universe and my experiences. Of course, it's totally normal. It's all I know. And what a great way to think about life. I was just born like this. I can't help it. You know, what's it like having one hand? It's great.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.